Welcome to Port Stories.
Yeah. Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
Very good. So are we already recording?
We are recording.
Very good. Okay. So excellent. Yeah, no, well, look, I suppose we're back again and it's been a while. We had a little bit of a break.
The Easter and Mark moving house and
this is it, but we're back in our spiritual home.
Yeah, but I panicked last week and texted Mark and said I'd run out of audio.
Yeah, it was time. It was time, you know. Yeah. No, that's it. We've gotten through a good bit. Like, I think we probably have about 7 or 8 episodes.
No, we have more. We have like 11.
Do we have 11 episodes?
Yeah. That's 11 brilliant. Or 12.
No, I love it. I love it, you know. We're going to start getting to the point now where we're going to have to, you know, reaching out for new people. We're going to have to really start to go looking around. But there's 118 in the group.
So if any of you want to come on, just get in contact with Mark because I've made him organize everything.
That's very good. Oh, I have a few and I have a few. There's one or two other people I was talking to for today as well. Maybe Nita, they just joined the group there. You know, she did the children's book. So potentially we get Nita down and we've one or two other ones lined up. So we'll keep a little steady stream going anyway. That we'll keep working through it, you know. But I suppose today, so this is our Port Stories. You know the story already with Port Stories. It's very short and we're trying to get to know all the different people in the group. They kind of make up the fabric. They kind of makes the beautiful tapestry of what we have there. And without being too corny, that fits pretty well with today's guest. We've got Veronique.
You planned that completely.
Oh, that was all. My notes are 3 lines, what are you doing now?
I even got a wink just then.
Yeah, no, this is definitely unplanned. But yeah, very, very fitting. So we're really lucky we have Veronique with us today like that. And Veronique, very welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you. Very good, very well, thank you.
Yeah, and just to say as well, the reason that we're actually in Chrissy's place and it looks so nice and it's that lovely kind of, you know, kind of sitting room sort of vibe, or kind of kitchen vintage. Vibe, isn't it? Vintage vibe, because you've been doing a lot of stuff here, really.
Yeah, we've been, Chrissy very nicely permitted us to make it our new home for Crafty Dream Studio back in September this year.
Brilliant.
When we had lost our premises, unfortunately. Yeah. So we were homeless and Chrissy very kindly said, well, you can have my back room if you want and I'm going to make it nice for you guys.
It's gorgeous. And you bring some lovely, like really nice life and energy to the place because we've been here now a few times like that and there's a real buzz between even with the music playing.
Yeah.
And you had obviously Paddy was playing as well.
I'm very stupid, Veronique. I only recently made the connection that Paddy's your husband.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they're spending a lot of time together.
It took me a little bit of time because he was so dressed up at the party.
Loves it.
Did you kind of think, there seems to be something going on there? They're very, I don't know, yeah.
They're very close on there. Those two, yeah.
That's it, you know. And I suppose, so you would have moved in September, is it like?
September, yeah. We had the summer like at the back of my house like because we had nowhere to go basically.
Very good.
And
and I suppose we put a bit of context on this, so just in terms of, so I suppose we could probably start off right, so how did you find yourself in port, because it's, you know,
oh geez, yeah, that's a long story. So well, I came to Ireland in 2007.
Okay, very good.
And
yeah.
Met my second husband Paddy in 2008.
Beautiful.
I was working at the time, so I was in the corporate world, so not a chance of doing anything crafty or whatsoever at that time.
I ask why you decided to come to Ireland? Because I assumed that you knew Paddy before you came, but
no,
you didn't.
Actually, no. It's been done in reverse. So I always wanted. I've been living in New York and in London during my life, and I had to go back to France for family reasons, but I never intended to stay there. And unfortunately, life happened and I got divorced in 2005 and decided I wanted to go back to an English-speaking country and most particularly Ireland, that I loved since I was a kid.
Oh, cool.
But I was working for a bank at the time and I needed to have a transfer.
Okay.
And their dream was to transfer me to Madrid. So from Paris to Madrid, and I wasn't having it. My kids were not having it either because they were English speakers, not Spanish speakers.
Yeah,
we don't
absolutely.
Like the sun that much either. So I pleaded and pleaded, and finally I got the opportunity to come to Dublin.
Oh, that's wonderful. English speakers and you don't like the sun. You're in the right place.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I wouldn't leave Ireland for the world now, because I mean, it's my heart is in Ireland, as the song goes.
And
I love it here, and I love the people, the hospitality, the country, everything.
You've brought so much as well, Veronique, as well too.
Well, absolutely. But everybody is bringing so much to me.
Yeah, you know, no, it
takes two to tango.
Absolutely, yeah. No, the energy kind of goes together like that.
Absolutely,
too, no?
Yeah.
That's one of, and then I suppose, so you mentioned, I know you're kind of, you had been in the corporate world like that.
Yeah.
But obviously, you obviously had an interest in kind of arts and crafts as well too.
Yeah.
Like, that's very obvious. Like, so
all my life,
was that always the case? Like, well,
I was a knitter, not at a very, very, very young age, but when I was 14, I picked up needles and I picked up a book in the library, because I'm a lefty and nobody could show me how to knit in my family. And my, both of my grannies were crocheter and knitters, but I mean, very basic things, never had a huge interest in it. And from my parents, my dad particularly, it was a total waste of my time. I remember him poking his head through the door and saying, "You don't have anything better to do," you know, while I was trying to figure out what those two sticks could do. But no, I always had an interest. And during my my life, when my kids were small, I made their clothes and things like that. And,
beautiful.
But not a huge amount of time, so...
And I suppose that's it. It's very hard sometimes, because I know a lot of people will be working the kind of the day job,
yeah.
like, particularly even in the group as well too, like that. They might be doing stuff and kind of dreaming about being able to put themselves, pour themselves into sort of, you know, kind of the more crafty arts end of things like that. Because, you know, it's
And it's
hard.
Not always easy. Time-wise, and you don't have the resources in the town either. Like, but it's even more difficult sometimes for people who are not working for many different reasons and don't have anything to do during the daytime that would be valuable for them on a psychological point of view as well. And, you know, that's we are catering in our community, our little community, for those people as well, those people that need an anchor in this world. And that's very important. That was very important for me, to build a community, a loving community where people care about each other. And not only in the club, but outside club, that friendship are going to be formed, and that people, there's that fabric that we have with the Port Arlington Collective, you know, that sprays on around with the other clubs. And, you know, that makes it what it is.
No, it is definitely. It's very much the ethos is, it's the social aspect.
Yes.
It's pretty much up there. It's as important as kind of the arts to an extent like that, because the mental health, it's building. That's you build something that lasts as well too when you have that as part of it like that, because you can really go gung-ho and be very serious about the other things, but you need that element too like that to make it work.
And that feeling of being part of the community and knowing that you have friends, that you're not alone, and that you can rely on each other, not only for crafts and club.
That's really good.
The nice thing about the crafts as well is you can make it as simple or as complex as you want it to be. Like somebody can come in and just do something really basic. Or they can be really creative with it.
We have every level in our club. Like, you know, we have total beginners, people that are coming that don't have a clue about anything. And we have people that are really crafty already, really talented. And the beginners are getting talented very quickly. They pick up and they're very creative. And, you know, we also, we don't want anything rigid. It's not a school. You know, there's no police, you know, so everybody is free to
craft
do what they want.
Craft police are coming for you.
That's it.
But there is that kind of feeling in the industry, because it is an industry behind, and that kind of feeling that you have to follow rules, that you have to follow patterns, that you have to be, if you don't know how to read a pattern, you're doomed on, you know. And no, that's not the way.
And I suppose just even for the context, so for people that are listening in, so we talked about Crafty Dreams. So this is kind of the name of the group that you know, that kind of formed around you really over the last kind of year and a half or so like that. And I know, just to put a starting point on it, I have you down as Veronique Alpaca as part of the name in the phone. And I just found that was really cool at one point. And it's funny how we all kind of, you know, intersect on different things. But even Forest Fest, there was talk, this is before we got to know each other, about potentially might even be able to get alpacas coming along. So just to set the scene a little bit in terms of, so the Crafty Dreams, obviously you guys do craft and you spin a lot. But
Our focus was on fibers, what I wanted to create, because we have a knitting group already in the town, like, which is mostly a group where more senior people would attend. But I wanted a group that was based on fiber, on more natural fibers, and try to keep it as local as possible, because we have fantastic resources in the country in matter of wool that is provided by the sheep and the alpaca, but it's not currently used. The cottage industry collapsed, with it collapsed all the wool industry in the country. And the farmers now are burning their fleeces.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's such a waste of resources because there's so much that can be done. But fortunately, a small group of people have been coming together. There's now a council wool of Ireland that's been created last year. Donegal and Galway wool is coming back. And I'm trying to promote as well alpaca wool. And we are so lucky because we have an alpaca farm just down the road from us in Killy. So it's really 15 kilometers away, basically. We have sheep all around us in the fields. It's easy to source our product, but it's not as easy to find the people that can process them because the knowledge has been lost. So that was my aim, to bring back the knowledge of the ancient crafts.
So is it really around the processing? So taking it from when it's actually like sheep on alpaca or
to garments.
To garments, okay, very good. And I suppose there's probably, is there kind of an industry needed around that? Or is it something that you can kind of work on a smaller level to bring that in? Or
yeah, at the minute, we're just a community, a non-profit organization, and we're working around that. But the idea would be maybe in the future to become a social enterprise and to be able to employ people that might not be as easily employable in the current system. And that would be as well, the aim would be to make it something that is based around a community rather than a profitable organization.
I think it's a wonderful model because it's the kind of thing that can be worked. You know, you can use that as a blueprint for other crafts and other areas
too. Like
that. But I think that's probably the way to make it sustainable. You know, is that you have that social enterprise, that social backing behind it, you know. And very good. So you've been going from September. And sorry, you've been going from over a year and a half now, is it?
A year and a half, yeah. We started in February 2023, yeah.
Yeah, very good, very good. And I suppose, so really, that's kind of what's, and we've seen when we've come down here like that, there's a really eclectic mixture of people like that. And you said there's different ages.
Can get quite rowdy.
Yeah. Blame Paddy for that.
Paddy's around. But yeah, we have from 14 years old to, I think the oldest member would be in her 70s. So every kind of
demographic is covered. And I think what's really, really, you know, something that you probably haven't, you know, we haven't even mentioned yet is the fact that it's a melting pot.
It is.
For the town. You know, it's not just that you have, you know, sort of, you know, there's kids from all different nationalities like that, but in particular we have a Ukrainian population here. And they're so, it's such a great place for them because I've seen it before, the way that people interact together like that, you know, it's a real leveler. You sit around the table. And I know even sometimes you're doing craft stuff, people are very good at talking over the shoulder. When you're doing stuff, it's a great way of breaking down barriers, you know, because you're kind of doing stuff and you chat, you know. But you've done a huge amount. So there is quite a number of Ukrainians that are coming to the group as well.
Yeah, we had, sorry.
There's somebody at the door.
Rude.
That was quite persistent. Yeah.
And
joking, not really rude.
I'm going to put that on silent now.
Yeah.
It needs to be edited.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have we had five Ukrainian ladies that were really, really irregular. And one of the things as well that's important to us is try to help them insert into the community. So two of them are now pupils in LOETB and learning, you know, different things so that they can be employable. And they're still coming whenever there's a holiday and whenever they can. They're visiting regularly, but they're not, active members at the minute because they're tied up with other things. We have one who is an artist by essence that you know well, Marina. And Marina is starting now. We helped her along the road, like to start her own business. And this month, finally, she'll be self-employed officially.
What is her business that she's
And she's doing digital paintings and drawings.
Oh, yeah, we're friends on Facebook.
That's it. Yeah. And she's excellent. She's very good. Yeah. So Marina now is starting and, in a good way. And then we have a young mum as well who's two kids who was not going to go to work, you know, but she would be very lonely on her own at home, not having friends around. And there's nowhere for them where they're living to meet with other people. So is really their social outing as well. Like,
And you've got a great location here. It's right great, heart of the town.
Like, you know, we're so lucky.
Yeah, because in terms of transport, even like that, for people, like they don't have
everybody can walk down.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody it's can walk location. Down.
We have another lady who's in her 70s, Tatiana, and she's absolutely brilliant. And she picked up spinning very quickly, and she's beaming when she managed to do her first skein of yarn. And, you know, and she's a granny. So her kids that were living in Ireland before the war, like brought the two mums back, you know, at the beginning of the war. But she had lost her husband and all, and she was on her own with her kids. And it gives her, you know, a time to socialize with other people, Irish people, learn a bit of English and, you know, see that people can be nice and can be different and there's different cultures, like, you know.
Yeah, it works both ways as well, too, yeah, because I think when local people, it kind of breaks down the barrier when you get to talk to them in that kind of environment, which is relaxed and chilled, you're doing something.
Absolutely.
And you find the commonalities then as well, too, like that. If they're just people with, you know, they have families. You know, they have dreams as well, the same as everyone else, exactly. Like that, you know, and their circumstances were just difficult, you know, so that's, it's really, really good. And I suppose just moving on then, so like, it's great, this is embedded in the community now, like, where would you like to see it going? So what are your kind of your thoughts for the future, maybe, you know?
So at the minute, it's articulating a big project, like, we're not sure where we're going to go with it, but we've been helped by the community. We want to help the community as well. So there are different projects that can be linked to ours and that could link to a bigger one. And to really have a place in the town where people can come, people can have an artistic feel, but at the same time have a coffee shop where they can come and relax, read a book, something, a model totally different than what we have already. And that's something that could be done in the middle of our town and allow people to come, chill out, you know, have a cup of tea, but also go and see people in a workshop doing things, doing crafty things, having a little gift shop there as well where we can, you know, sell the things we are making and, you know, things that are made locally with local products. So
what are the steps that you sort of need to take to get to that point?
So there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So the first one we already did, we contacted Leash Partnership and we are going actually next week to have a meeting with them to see what would be available as a, you know, as a social enterprise type of business for us grant-wise, because we do have premises that we're subletting at the minute. We need to make it more official. We need as well to revamp them and we need money for that purpose and a lot of it. And it will take time. We're not in any hurry, but we would cooperate as well with our hostess here and help each other along the way and make it a hub for artists like Marina and other artists that would have digital medias and that could be a very interesting venture.
Yeah, I'm always amazed. I think really, Ronnie, what you're describing as well, there's so much overlap between all the different parts of the group as well too, like that, because that makes that's like a shared vision, to be honest with you.
It is a shared vision and it's coming from the members. We do have members as well that have a little project on the side and they were toying with the idea of maybe getting some alpacas on their land. They already have the land, they have the farm, they have, you know, so that could be linked to our project and to help them along, you know. So we would get the fiber. They would get their project could be part of our social enterprise, you know.
That's holistic, you've got the full
that's
chain,
it
full
therapeutic side and holistic side of things as well. Walk with the alpaca, come relax and chill with the alpaca. And
I really hope the people, I'm sure there's some people that are going to listen to this and there's going to be ideas sparking, you know, because even in my mind I've gone, there's so many people we know like that. That would resonate.
That would work.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen several models where people had yoga with the alpaca, or they're so therapeutic in terms of, you know, mental illness, and they're so soothing to be around and all. Like, there's so many things that could
absolutely
be done.
Yeah. So, and like, it really does tie in. I said, even the crafts itself is very therapeutic, you know, being around them. Like, the whole thing, it really is a lovely kind of, you know, sort of holistic sort of way of, you know, for people to find a bit of peace as well, too.
Yeah.
Beyond the learning that you get as well, you know.
And for kids too, like there's loads of things that kids with special needs can avail to when it comes to fibers and alpaca and touching things and, you know, and doing things.
And even like I'm a knitter as well. Yeah. I haven't come to your group yet just because there's not enough time in the day.
I know, 24 hours not enough.
I used to always knit in class because it helped me concentrate more.
That's
like
it
turned off part of my brain that was
asking
questions about stuff and helped me listen.
Absolutely. Yeah, I used to do that in meetings a lot as well. behind the screen. Yeah, yeah.
There's a real meditative quality to doing something repetitive, but, you know, without sort of put a bit of side focus on it as well.
Like, but that's what's happening with the part of our group is a spinning group. We have a subgroup like where we have spinners. And we started with 3 spinners in the group, and now we have 8. And it's growing, and now we're having meetings in, we're renting Solus actually every month.
Mm-hmm. Which day of the week is that?
It's on the Saturday. It's the third Saturday of every month.
And what time do you start?
10 to 4 o'clock.
10 to
so 10 in the morning to 4 o'clock in Solus Garden Center. And so we're there the whole day, and we call all the spinners to come. So we have spinners coming from all over the country. And in June, on the 15th of June, we will have a massive spinner outing. So we really called everybody that's available in our spinners world to come. And so far, we have 40 people that would be there on the day with their spinning wheel, their fluff, and, you know, all their stories. And
maybe
just
I'll
sharing.
Put my wheel in the car and come down.
You have a wheel?
I have a wheel.
Oh, you have to come. That's it. That's 15th of June.
I haven't
June
used
in
it for
diary.
A while, but I have a wheel.
Absolutely.
I'll do some practice.
Yes, yes. See, excellent. number 9.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah. That's it. That's the way it goes. And I'm pretty sure there's lots of spinning wheels in farms around us, around Port Ireland, that don't even know we're there. Or,
you know, it sounds like something that's really good. You've created this kind of energy, and you're doing so much stuff already, Ronnie, for that. It's the sort of thing that the more people find out about it, you know, you're going to have a natural draw, like, you know.
That's it,
Even at this, the 3 people at the table, you've got another
See,
wheel.
Have you ever had a go, Mark? That's spinning. It's pretty fun. It's like... It takes a little bit to get it, but when you get it, you feel really like
it's like
good.
A light bulb
it's a
moment.
It's like a rhythm or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's very, very therapeutic. It's very soothing, and it's very good for
like
us.
It can be also really frustrating.
Highly frustrating at the beginning for some, but
you're, but when you get the hang of it like that.
Yeah, when you get the hang of it.
Like,
when you have it, and it's like bicycle, you never forget, so don't worry, you never forget.
No, it's funny because I've seen that even from the guys, you know, Kitty and all the rest of it. When they're actually going, you can actually sense there's a real when they're in the flow of it, they're
in a zone.
Like,
so I was talking to one of the ladies the first time she came to Solus, and not a peep out of her the whole day. And she's a chatterbox usually. But not a peep out of her. And she was in the zone, and she was so concentrating on her yarn or on what she was doing, because it was one of her first day with us. But now she's spinning, she doesn't even look at the wheel, and she's like chatting.
She's got it. Well, look, that's wonderful, Ronique. As I said, it's, you know, it's really, really good to have a chat, let people know exactly what, you know, all the good stuff that's going on. I think there's a few people will have ideas coming from this as well too, and hopefully reach out. We're in Chrissy's on the main street.
Absolutely.
The lovely green shop down the main
green
street
shop.
There.
Yeah. Come best shop ever. Best warm welcome.
100%. I can vouch for that. You
come
know.
For a cup of tea or coffee.
Brilliant.
Chrissy,
well, look, that's
we'll welcome you.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Well, look, we will chat again soon, I'm sure, anyway, like that.
Brilliant.
You know,
thanks for having me today.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.